This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos. That's right, you heard the introduction on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, but it's the Coach and Makos now, and it's presented to you by now Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Living is moving, and I'm telling you right now, we got to get moving. It's bright and early on a Saturday morning. It's beautiful out. Yesterday, 94 degrees, and I got to say a good morning to my co-host, the Makos, Melissa Makos. Good morning.
I'm just chilling in one of these nice comfy chairs because having a hard time getting moving. Maybe I need to go to Chatham Orthopedics Associates or Dr. Bart Weatherington.
Or Stuart Fife. We got a whole bunch of them.
Struggling.
I got you. We got to thank our sponsors that help us get the show going. Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Now she's got me coughing. Excuse me. And then, of course, Dr. Bart Weatherington, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic. Coach's Corner, Calvary Day School, Thompson Sports Shops, you name it. They all support the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now live over in Hilton Head on 92.7. Where you also can listen to us on the internet at ESPNCoastal.com. And, of course, on your smartphone, download the new ESPN mobile app and go to Savannah Hilton Head. We're all right there. We're all over the place, Makos.
We're everywhere. We're virtual. We're on the radio and Facebook and all that fun stuff.
You name it, we do it. And let's go right away to the lineup. We got a lot of info to throw at you, so we're going to make it short and sweet. Of course, we'll start with the news, scores, whatever's going on here in Savannah, Georgia, and national scores. Then we'll get into, of course, fitness first with the Makos and Heather Anderson, personal trainer out of Islands YMCA, Anytime Fitness, and Memorial One Fitness. And she does group training. She does a lot of training. She's also a spin teacher, which you should probably know.
Yeah, I see her at the YMCA all the time. She's a beast. She also does Ironmans, triathlons. Heather does everything. And she is not only an amazing fitness coach, but she's an amazing person. Like, she's sweet as all can be, and she's a great motivator, and I've taken her spin classes. I've taken her group fitness classes. If you've never taken one of her classes, we'll get you the information as to how you can get involved with Heather Anderson. She's awesome.
She's got a lot to talk about. Then in the third quarter of the first game, we play two games. First game, 9 to 10. Second game, 10 to 11. We're going to talk to the Savannah Sports Council director, Rob Wells. He's out at the beach volleyball tournament going on. Plus, he's dealing with, Scad Sand Festival. So we got a lot of things going on at Tybee Island. You also got the Coaches for Curing Cancer and Mom-Daughter Run going on in Daffin Park. I couldn't be there. That's one of my big things, Coaches for Cancer Run. So there's a lot going on in Savannah, Georgia. But I'm excited about it. Beach volleyball, 9 years now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Have you ever tried to play beach volleyball?
It's tough.
It really is. And it gives you such an appreciation for what these Olympians and what these athletes do. And every time I drive down Victory past Daffin Park, you see that beach volleyball court. And I see people out there all the time. I'm like, man, I should get out there. But then I realize I'm 42 and that's not happening.
I know we say lacrosse is the fastest sport growing in the United States, but beach volleyball is becoming big time now.
Yeah, it really is, and it's a lot of fun, but I still don't know how they keep those bathing suits on when they when they do it. So I would be nervous. I'd have to wear a full snowsuit if I'm getting out there. But yeah, tough, and like you said, the Savannah College of Art
and
Design,
which is unbelievable. This sand festival, just like we had 2 weeks ago, we had the sidewalk festival. Yes. Now we got the sand. What these kids, what these college students do in the sand is unbelievable.
It's
amazing.
It's magic.
It is.
It's art.
I have a tough time doing sandcastle. I don't know how they do scorpions and who's the guy? Poseidon. The king of the ocean. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, you know how I think fitness. I think fitness. That's how I always start off things. But how could they do that? They must be in shape because to dig the sand and all that. You got to have some endurance.
Takes a lot of work. And then we'll turn two to end the first hour, first game. Then we'll go into the second game. Of course, we'll open it up. And then we'll go to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week about 10:17 with Calvary Day School senior golfer Will Sharp, who will be playing in the Georgia High School State Association Championship Golf Tournament in a couple of weeks. But a two-time Savannah City Open champion, high school champion, all-world golfer, just signed a to play at Berry College in Rome, Georgia. So we'll have him on. And then we're going to talk to the championship lacrosse coach. That's right, Savannah Christian Prep. won the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League last week. We're going to talk to Joe Renning, and then we'll get out of the show. Okay, like I said, we got a lot to talk about, so we're not going to go off tangent here. So the Makos and I will start off. Remember, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton, that is your source for Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta Falcons sports, and, of course, UGA football. Well, last night the Braves dropped another one. They lost to the Marlins down in Miami, 6-3. They're still half a game up in first place over the Phillies.
Yeah, it's a long season.
It's a long season. The past week, I know I got in there, it's 22 and 155. They're 22 and 15. Typo. They went 2-3 over the last week, so they lost last night. JT Realmuto had three hits Friday and wanted one more, even though his team didn't do it. Missed the cycle by not getting a triple. Ozzie Albies hit his 12th home run for the Braves. He's leading the Major League second baseman, short, stocky guy, leading the Major League, or tied for the Major League league in home runs.
Why not?
It's unbelievable, okay? But that's their first loss on the road, which is pretty, well, it's the first loss. They had won eight consecutive, so they didn't make it nine in a row. Brandon McCarthy had a tough time. His ERA rose to 5.58. Up next tonight against the Marlins, and who do we got on the hill?
We have Mike Soroka. However, I'm looking, it's on ESPN Savannah.
That's right, radio.
Yeah, so I mean, tune in, because we're your flagship station.
We are your flagship station.
Yeah, Mike Soroka is scheduled to start against Jarlin Garcia. He's Soroka's 1-1, 4.5 ERA. He's a rookie.
Yeah, well, his first start was great. His second start, a little rough time out there. But once again, the Braves are going young, and that's what makes it exciting. It's a long season. Or don't give up, Braves fan, like I know you normally do. We got a long season, okay? Savannah State, let's go to our local college. Odom and Otto place in the top 12 at the PGA Minority Collegiate Golf Championship after the first round. As a team, they're in third overall. So check it out. Softball, let's go down to softball.
Yeah, softball. They are out at the MEAC Championships. They went 1-2. They do finish the season 14-23 overall. 8-7 in the MEAC. You know, they were third in the that's golf. Sorry, just kidding. They were playing Florida A&M. I saw Rattlers. I got excited. Baseball is at BCC Bethune-Cookman for the MEAC Championships this weekend, or the 16th through the 20th.
Right.
My days are all messed up, Carl, because, school's winding down.
School's winding down. You get to get all your grades in.
What is today?
Baseball team at Savannah State is 5-23 this year. They'll go to the MEAC Championships next week, so doesn't look good for state the Tiger baseball team. This one I know you got to talk about. You love the SCADS women's program over there.
I do, and the women lax team, the women's lacrosse team, they're headed to the NAIA finals for the second straight year. They're going to Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Bees advanced their second straight invitational championship. They're 14-0, which means they haven't lost a game, and I think they're going to make it 15-0.
All right. Well, so they'll take on the number three team, the Indiana Tech, whoever they are, who upset number two Cumberland's in the semifinals on Saturday. That's today at 1 o'clock in the 2018 NAIA National Invitational Women's Lacrosse Final. Pro golf, we're at the Players' Championship, and Brian Harman missed the cut. 10 over.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods made it, though.
Yeah, just barely. Yeah, he's right on that line.
He's only 14 strokes behind.
Right, but there's a bunch of other guys that missed the cut too, like McIlroy and some of the big names. So it happens.
It happens. I love the 17th at the Sawgrass down there. I mean, where you got to hit it from a tee and you got to get it over the water.
Over
hit
the
it
water.
On an island.
Yeah, that reminds me of Tin Cup.
Yes,
that movie.
It's got to be one of the best holes in golf, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's beautiful.
17th hole.
I've been out there too. It's definitely worth checking out.
And Gene Sowers last week. He plays on the PGA Champions Tour. That's the old guys, 50 and over. The Insperity Invitational at Woodlands, Texas. He finished tied for 50th. At even par, so the tied for 23rd, another tie. I made a lot of typos today. I don't know why. I guess because it was 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's end of the school year, Carl. We're winding down and cleaning out our classrooms, and it's our minds are. We need a break just as much as the kids do.
Oh, I know
even
that.
Even more so, probably.
Even more so. Okay, and here we go, Makos High School Championship Weekend. You can start with the ladies first.
Yes, congrats to St. Vincent's. They win their second straight GHSA Class AA soccer title, 9-0. So they did it in style with a shutout.
Read the next one, though.
They're 18-3-1 on the season after outscoring its five playoff opponents 39-1. Goals, Lauren O'Hearn, Lizzie Horn had three, Isabella Hogan two, Sophie Winters two, Anna Fife assists, Hogan beat out, Fife saves, and Alana Lancer.
Had a tough day in goal, only two shots on goal.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you, this girl, we're getting her on the show.
I'm waiting for you.
She takes spin class with me in the morning. So
I know, that's why I put a name in there.
So you want to know why they're successful is because their athletes are going – doing what they need to do
off the
field. They are doing the extra. So proud of them. Back-to-back state championships. Well-deserved. I'm looking at the picture right now. Congrats to the Saints.
And then we go over to, right down the road. Their, I guess you would say their brother's school.
Yes.
Benedictine, back-to-back again, state champions. They beat Putnam 7-0 to win the Georgia High School State Association Class AA State Championships for a second consecutive year. Gavin Stewart, he's only a sophomore, scored 6 goals out of the 7.
Wow.
David Hale scored the other goal for the Cadets.
So I guess Stewart allowed Hale to, hey, here, have this goal,
you can have this one. I don't want to take it.
That's now, impressive.
We are now in Hilton Head, 92.7.
Yes, the Seahawks.
The Lady Seahawks out of Hilton Head. Go ahead.
Yeah, 5th time in 8 years, the girls' soccer team are state champs. It's pretty impressive. They ended their 3-year drought following a run of 4 straight titles. They defeated Eastside 2-1 on Friday, claiming their first 4A crown. Congrats to the Lady Seahawks.
They move up in division, and they get a state title.
Yeah, we've got some state champs here. This is exciting.
And then we got to go. It's tennis, championship tennis Saturday up in Rome, Georgia. This makes no sense, but that's the way the Georgia High School State Association. Benedictine, who's from Savannah. Bleckley County, who's from Bleckley, which is out there in southwest Georgia, over there by Cochran and Middle Georgia College. They got to go all the way to Rome to play for the championship at 12 o'clock. Benedictine takes on Rockmart for the state championship.
Maybe we can get another state championship. Talk about next weekend. Well, I'll talk about it because you won't be here.
Track championships are going on, and there's a roll call of a bunch of athletes who have won. We're not going to give you where they are. They're all over the states. But let's start with the track and field results. Let's go with the local place winners.
All right, so you got 1A private boys, shot put third, Dylan McMahon from Savannah Christian, discus, Dylan McMahon, triple jump third, Casey Amick, high jump tied for third, Abigail Magula from Country Day. And in the triple jump, Jasmine Atkins from Calvary Day. 3A girls, Carl.
Okay, 16th in the 1,600-meter run. In fifth place from Jenkins was Kayla Chance. And a long jump, fifth place from Beach. Nisha Jordan. Okay, we'll go with Nisha, okay? And then the boys, you take this one.
Yeah, Kaylin DeLoach. That name is so familiar, isn't it,
Carl? Kaylin DeLoach out of Islands High School.
I say it sarcastically because this kid's quite the athlete, discus.
He only has 30 offers in football, but who's
right,
counting?
Right. Second, and then the shot put, he finished fifth. So clearly in the 3A boys, this kid is dominating.
We do have some gold in the 5A triple jump. Darius Scott out of South Evham, 48 feet, 10 and a half inches. That's a pretty far jump in a triple jump. We have gold now. We have silver. We have bronze. We're getting gold bling right now.
I'll take it. And 6A boys, a long jump. Richmond Hills, L. Marquez Prather finished third in the pole vault. ECHS, Liam McDonald, Matthew Burnham. A lot of kids doing good.
We got a lot of silver. We got a lot of bronze. But we do have some gold bling. And that's Darius Scott out of South Evham winning the triple jump in 6A. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
That went really quick.
I'm sure we'll hear that kid's name again.
Yep, and that's the first segment of the Coach and Makos. Up next, Heather Anderson, a personal trainer here in Savannah, Georgia. She works at the Islands YMCA. She works at Anytime Fitness. She works for Memorial One Fitness. She's all over the place. We'll be talking fitness with Makos next up right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Take us away. We'll be right back.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
That's right. She's the Makos, and I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos right here every Saturday morning on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton. And it's a lot of fun. And, when I got Melissa on here and I knew she had turned a new leaf, she's no longer a TV reporter or a sports reporter. She got into teaching, but she's really into this fitness thing. And, you know, me being a health physical education teacher, personal fitness teacher for the longest time.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's interested in fitness. And that's where we come up, fitness with Makos first. And she likes to take a bite out of fitness establishments here in the area. And we're looking for people to come on. And, you know, my future daughter-in-law, I call her my daughter-in-law now, Kate Dixon. I said, Kate, I need someone in fitness. She goes, Carl, or I don't know if she called me Carl, a coach, not dad yet. But she says, I know this girl over at Memorial One. She's really gung-ho. And I finally put two and two together. I've had a daughter in class. I teach her nephews. And it finally came together when I was looking at her Facebook pages that Chloe, her daughter, was in my fitness class. And she said she's gung-ho. She's into what she's doing. You know her because she works at the Islands Y. Now joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, Was it Smobles? That what I call it? Smobles?
We like calling it Smobles.
Smobles. And that's, of course, Fitness First with the Makos with Heather Anson. Heather, great to have you on.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Mel.
Good, Heather. How are you? We got a little reverb going on. Heather, welcome. Thanks for coming on the show. And, you know, you're everywhere. And when Carl told me that you were coming on the show with us, I was so excited because I know you. And sometimes I forget how awesome the people I know are. And you're one of those people who is amazing and awesome. And I always see you at the gym. And I always see you doing what you do. Just talk a little bit about your involvement in fitness and how you got started in getting in shape and doing this fitness thing.
Well, I've been at it for 11 years. I've been a personal trainer and a group fitness instructor for 11 years. I'm out at Islands Y and Anytime Fitness on the island and Fitness One at Memorial Health. I got into fitness about 20 years ago. I was actually taking a strength training class in college with a colleague of ours, Jennifer Vakela, and I was in school to teach English. I was going to, you know, become an English teacher. And I was, you know, I was doing the pec deck machine, and a little voice said, "You need to teach this." And I, you know, kind of told that little voice to be quiet. No, you're going to teach English. Fast forward, I taught English, and, you know, I didn't really enjoy it as much. So I left teaching. And, you know, I was still a teacher at heart, so I decided, you know, I'm really into fitness. I'm going to actually teach fitness and share what I know and try to help others.
Well, am I here? Test. Okay, there I am. I couldn't. Got a lot of buttons we're pushing over here, so we're trying to get straight out, Heather. But, you know, you're into this. Your desire now is fitness and training. What exactly is your philosophy about training and fitness with the people that you come in contact with?
Well, you know, I like to impress upon them that you just need to keep it simple. It's not rocket science. You know, you need some resistance training. You need a little bit of cardio to, you know, keep your heart healthy. And you need consistency, really. It all boils down to those three things. I mean, just the minimum effective dose. Just, you know, really work hard and discipline and keep your discipline and consistency in those three areas, as well as diet and nutrition. And, you know, things will fall into place. Like this segment, you call it Fitness First, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Fitness First. And then everything else, health, aesthetics, happiness, it all fall into place.
Okay, so you talked about diet and nutrition, and someone like me tends to think that they can just go into the gym and work out and have this amazing physique, but how important is diet and nutrition to
important. And it also can be approached simply. Basically, you just want to, you know, eat unprocessed food. You want to try to stay, when you go to the grocery store, you want to stay in the perimeter. You want to cook mostly for yourself, prepare your own food, avoid the fast food. You know, of course you want to enjoy yourself for special occasions like birthdays and family get-togethers and holidays. You can, you know, enjoy yourself. Don't be the, you know, stick in the mud in the corner, you know, ruining everyone's fun, you know. But, I mean, it's really quite simple. Just eat, you know, whole food and you'll feel a whole lot better, and your performance in the gym will be better.
Now, I know you're involved in a couple of different places, the Islands YMCA, Anytime Fitness, and Memorial One, and you're also doing group fitness. How do you work and coordinate all these three places with all these different people?
Well, I spend most of my morning to mid-morning having personal training sessions and classes at Islands Y. And then midday, I spend my time mainly at Anytime Fitness. And then afternoons to evenings, I'm at Fitness One at Memorial.
How do you balance all of that with yourself in general? I mean, because when I see you, Heather, most of the time, I know you're teaching classes. I know you're personal training and doing what you do. But a lot of times when I see you, you get out there and you have yourself to work on as well. How do you balance all of that?
Oh, it's, you know, you find the time. and I do. I manage to find the time. The thing that helps, though, is that you don't necessarily have to spend hours in, you know, in the gym. So that makes it, you know, easier for me to find the time. And, you know, and I press that on my clients as well. If, you know, you don't have to, you know, go beast mode all the time and, you know, 2 hours straight of, you know, just hardcore intense work. You find the time and, you know, if my body says, listen, you're tired, you're, you know, you've been working really hard with others and yourself, then you listen to your body and, you know, and I pull back. It's really, it is a balancing act, though, for everyone.
That's awesome. What do you prefer to do, spinning, group exercise, or personal training?
I'm sorry?
What do you prefer to do, spinning, group fitness, or personal training?
Oh, I hear you. honestly, I like them all. Personal training, I almost like a little bit more than the others because I like that one-on-one. I like to be able to address specifics with each individual. In a class setting, you really can't do that. So, I mean, you can try. You can lead the class and remind them of form and posture while you're still also trying to motivate them. But one-on-one, it is a whole lot easier to do. Spinning, I enjoy. I'm a former cyclist, so I do enjoy that for myself. And in fact, that was the first thing I ever taught was spinning.
We appreciate you, and if anybody wants to get in touch with you, any special place they go to find, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, MySpace with me.
Yeah. well, my Instagram handle is at HGen9. That's my Instagram. And I'm on Facebook at Heather J. Anderson Personal Trainer. I have a page solely devoted to that. And I invite everyone to like it and join in on the discussion. We have great people there, great forum. And, yeah, so you can find me as far as the web goes at those two places.
Awesome. Heather, you're amazing. And I can't wait to see you at the gym because I know you always rock it when you're there.
I appreciate it. Yes, I always love seeing you because you always have that beautiful smile on, you know, so
yes.
You cheer up my day. I mean, you
I
really
smile through the pain.
Thanks, Heather. Enjoy your Saturday off, and once again, keep up the great work.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on. Stay well. No,
thank you. And that's Heather Anderson, personal trainer at the Islands YMCA, at Anytime Fitness, at Memorial One Fitness. Melissa, you work with her. You see what she does in spin class.
Yes.
Great lady, and she loves what she's doing.
Yeah, and, you know, you can see her around town, and you know her. Like, everybody knows her. Like you said, you had to put the face to the name and everything like that. But when you see her, and she is in such amazing shape, and it's so inspiring. But what she truly inspires me to do is not necessarily get into the gym, but it's that diet and nutrition, because I love all the trainers that we talk to and all the people that we talk to, because the number one thing that they say is, yeah, I love fitness, but, you know, truly what your physique and your body looks like is made in the kitchen.
You are what you eat. You know that.
Well, I'm a pizza then.
Hey, I'm a big meatball.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we're going to go travel out to Tybee Island and talk to the Savannah Sports Council Director, Rob Wells. He's at the EVP Volleyball Tournament, 9th annual. Plus, he's probably getting a little sand out there because it's also the SCAD Art Festival.
Yes, I want to go out there and just watch them do it. So maybe when we're done, we can go out there. I'll take some pictures.
You got it. And you're listening to The Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
I guess outside you might want to feel cold as ice, but the weather's going to be today about 92 degrees again.
No way, man. I'll take the heat. Although, you know, my classroom, we lost air, and I'm okay, but you know, it's not a good environment for the kids. So maybe, you know, they were not happy. So I told them to take their hoodies and hats off.
Back in the day, we had AC where I grew up, and we opened up the windows and hoped the breeze came through. But anyway, today's kids, I don't think they'd know what to do without AC.
No, for sure. But I don't mind sweating. I like it, and I like to be hot because you know I lived in Fargo and Boston and stuff, and so I'll take the heat.
You'll take the heat anytime.
But I won't take the bugs. I can't stand the bugs.
Well, that's you know we've had this discussion. You, Kel and Mel, Markel. I mean, I've said this. I'd rather swat the gnats than deal with the snow, than shovel the snow. So yeah. I'll take the bugs anytime. But anyway, it's beautiful down here in Savannah, Georgia. And when our next guest is out at Tybee Island, and you know he might need some ice to get a little cooled off down there. He's out there for the 9th annual EVP volleyball tournament, which is taking place on Tybee Island this weekend. They say the tournament aims to support beach volleyball, engage families, fans, athletes, and of course, it's always a good time when you get to Tybee Island and you do something like this. And I don't know about you, we talked about it a little earlier, beach volleyball is very tough.
Yes.
So joining us now on the ESPN Radio, Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline. I'm 2 for 2 on that one.
Mobile Hotline, yeah. Savannah Smiles.
The Savannah Sports Council Director, Rob Wells. Rob, how's it going?
Good, Carl. How are you?
Rob, are you there?
I'm here. Rob? I can hear you great.
Oh, there he is. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you, Melissa?
Is it sandy out there on the beach?
It is.
I guess what else would it be but sandy? Talk to us a little bit about this EVP volleyball tournament. It's the 9th annual event, and how cool is this for Tybee Island and for Savannah and our area?
Yeah, this is great. I mean, like you said, it's our 9th annual. We love working with EVP. It's probably the second biggest sports event that takes place on Tybee after the Kreitz Tybee run. This year we got 75 teams out there. They'll be playing all day. Pro finals start about 5 o'clock this afternoon. So it's a great day to head on down to the beach, pack the family in the truckster, and put some sunscreen on and enjoy a beautiful day.
Rob, where is the tournament at? Where can we go to see it? Is it North Beach, South Beach?
Yeah, it's on the south side of the pier. So if you just park in the main parking lot right on the south side of the pier, they got 10 courts set up. They got the feature court with all the banners around it. That's where you'll see the pros playing all day.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's professional. We know those that might not know, EVP is a professional volleyball tournament. Like you said, it's the 9th annual. Not only do people get to get out there and watch beach volleyball, but they can also interact with some of these pros.
Yeah, I mean, it's an open competition. Anyone can enter. There's a youth division as well, so there's some girls teams playing as well. So it's really open to anyone who thinks they can take on the pros.
Well, as far as the Savannah Sports Council goes, you got the volleyball tournament going on. What else is coming up? What can we look forward to throughout the summer through the Sports Council?
Yeah, we got a pretty busy rest of the month. Next weekend we have the SOWO Southern or European Experience over on Hutchinson Island. So there'll be a whole bunch of European sports cars and classic cars over there. It's a whole great weekend family event. And then the weekend after that, Savannah United has a large soccer tournament out at Jennifer Ross Soccer Complex. So a lot going on. Then we get into June, we have a couple softball tournaments. And, you know, before we know it, it'll be September and it'll be time for the Georgia Power Sports Awards.
Yeah, I'm already getting Facebook notifications for the End Market Bridge Run. You guys are busy. There's never an off season for you guys. Weather's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. What do they call that? Chamber of Commerce. Chamber of Commerce. How important is it that the weather is good this weekend for these for the volleyball tournament, Rob?
It's a great weekend. You know, this kind of, the beach is going to be busy this weekend no matter what, but this is a nice little boost on a weekend that typically comes down a little bit after spring break and before the families start heading out on vacation. So it's a nice little boost before the beach bum next weekend. So it's good for the restaurants, the shops, the bars, and everybody.
That's awesome. Ninth year, how many more years are you planning on having this EVP volleyball tournament come to town?
Yeah, we were out with the promoter yesterday talking to him about an extension. So hopefully we'll be announcing another extension soon.
Rob, as far as you go, have you enjoyed the job so far?
I love it. It's been great. You know, the first 6 months were pretty hectic. You know, a week after I came on the job, we had Rock and Roll Marathon, then it was Savannah Invitational, then it was Bridge Run, then it was hockey, and then we had women's half. So it was a crash course. It was a great time. Our women's half was extremely successful. We had our highest number of runners ever, and we're already working on plans for our fifth annual celebration next year.
Well, like Melissa said, they got you running all over the place. So if anybody wants to go out and find more news, what's going on as far as Savannah Sports through the Sports Council go, where can they find it, and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can go to SavannahSportsCouncil.com. All of our information is on there. Talk about our events coming up. Anytime we have a new event announcement, it'll be on there. It'll also be on our Facebook page and our Twitter account as well.
Now, are you at the beach right now?
I'm not. I'll be heading out there later today.
And so just away from the volleyball, what do you think about SCAD's Sand Festival?
I got a chance to look at that yesterday. Those kids are incredibly talented. That was really cool to see.
Well, keep up the great job, and hopefully there'll be a good crowd out there for the 9th annual EVP Professional Volleyball Tournament on Tybee Island through the Savannah Sports Council. Rob, thanks for coming on, and anytime you got something, just let the coach and Makos know, and we'll shout it out.
I definitely will. Thank you very much for having me on, and you guys have a great day.
You too, Rob.
Thank you. Enjoy the beach.
And that's Rob Wells, the Savannah Sports Council director. Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks after he got here, he was thrown into the Rock and Roll Marathon, which I know you love running.
Rephrase that. I don't love running. I enjoy jogging.
Okay, a nice casually stroll through either the 13.1 or the 26.2. What do you got on the back of your car, 13.1?
Well, yeah, and that's a lie because I've only run 13.1 twice, so maybe I should take it off. But actually, that's on the back of my car. It's a magnet that I got from the Rock and Roll a couple of years ago, and it's motivation for me to do a 13.1 again. But every time I go to register for a 13.1, you know, I just make excuses. So I guess I just got to get after it. I'm about to register for the Bridge Run. Trying to determine, do I want to do the once over or the twice over? So I think that should be your goal, to do the 5K once you get done rehabbing that knee.
Once I get done rehabbing both knees, because when you're doing the Bridge Run, I'll be just getting done with the second knee. So hopefully I'll be the bionic knee guy and I'll be able to do this stuff.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, I got Kay Wilson, who takes my spin class, and we got to get her on the show. She just had a knee replacement, and about a week out, she's already back in spin.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a beast. So she's going to be your motivation.
They don't give you time to get back. And from what I understand, after the surgery, they got you up the next day walking around and doing what you got to do.
Good. Good. Let's do it.
I'm not going to lay in bed. So once again, you're listening to the Coach and Makos. We're going to come back. We turn two. We're going to take two main topics in the world of sports. One national, one local. Break it down for you. We're going to turn two. We're going from hour number one, turning to hour number two, or like we'd like to say, game one into game two.
Double
You're listening
header.
To the
Coach and Makos.
Right on.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Now, back to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And remember, it's all brought to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Living is moving. And I'm telling you right now, hopefully in a couple weeks, I'll be moving fine. But we're at turn two. We got time to talk. We got about 8 minutes.
What?
But I'm forget about those points I wrote down. Right. I'm going to go to the first national point, which I know it's going to make you feisty. I know it's going to make you intense.
Uh-oh.
I got to talk about, why is it such a big deal? I can't remember her name. But the assistant coach from the Milwaukee Bucks is a female.
Okay.
Or no, from the San Antonio Spurs. She works for Popovich, okay?
Right.
Why is it such a big deal that she's being interviewed for an NBA head coaching job? My opinion is, and I'll let you go, the best person should get the job, whether you're a male or female. You know, I got to tell you, Melissa, I had this problem. I went for a job here in Savannah, Georgia, and I went for the job. I interviewed it for a basketball job. And I was told that I didn't get it because I had enough quality, but I was told through a friend that a person on the committee said, we'll never hire a male, we need to get a female. But if I'm the best person for the job, why am I getting a job?
Because it's not politically correct. I don't know. You know, I agree. It's the best person for the job should get the job, but I think that you need to open up your interview policies in terms of, you know, Markel and I talk about this all the time in terms of people that are may not necessarily be connected to those that might be connected to this, that, and the other, where you have the opportunity to interview. So, you know, when you look at the NFL and their hiring process, what do they have to, like, interview at least, you know, one or two African-American coaches? And so I like the opportunity, but it's a big deal about a female coaching in the NBA because it's uncomfortable, right? It's never happened before. Just like having female referees, it's not something that it's not what we would call the norm. But at the same time, you know, it has to be recognized. It's just like Hillary Clinton running for president. We've never had a female president. Barack Obama being the first African-American president. It was such a big deal. And people want something to talk about. And that's something to talk about as opposed to just saying, okay, cool.
Well, I got to thank our board operator. The man producing the show today is Kevin Thomas.
Yes.
The man's the ESPN Coastal GM. He's an on-air personality. He's a board operator. You name it, he'll do it for you. Becky Harmon, okay? And I was right, okay? At first I said the Bucks. She works for the San Antonio Spurs, coach for Popovich. Now she interviewed with the Bucks. But what bothers me the most is, why is it such a big deal? And you know what bothers me the most? Same thing with the NFL. Why do we have to interview African-American head football coaches? Why? Who interview who you want to interview. It's your job. It's your business. And if they're good enough, give them the job. Whether you know, and I get into an argument with my kids in school, whether you're white or black, okay?
Right.
We're getting, no, we're not white or black. If I was white, I would look like a sheet of copying paper. And if they would be black, they'd be as black as a black crayon. We're all shades of brown.
Right, right.
So why the skin color is a big deal kills me. It kills me. I know I'm getting this off my chest, 31 years of dealing with this topic, but you know what? If the female is good for the job, she should get it, whether it's a referee, whether it's a coach, whether it's a teacher, whether it's the president of the United States.
I'm caramel colored.
I know. I'm Italian, so I'm never going to be, white, I guess. So
yeah, you know, it is crazy. You know, I look at it like, you know, females. Markel and I were just talking about this again, and I always bring up Markel because we always have these courageous conversations and these intellectual conversations that make you think. And for me, it's not necessarily about opinion. It's let's make somebody think.
Right.
But we were talking about that movie Wildcats with Goldie Hawn.
Right.
And you know, where she became the
how about the real thing? Tanya Mackey over at New Hampstead High School.
Love it. Absolutely.
The lady's
love
been
it.
The head coach of the boys' team for 6 years. They've been in the playoffs. She gets respect. She does a great job. I'd work for her.
Well, I think you have to, because it's not what we call the norm, I think you have to prove yourself. And I think the fact that it's not the norm, that you have to prove yourself. And until you prove yourself, it's always going to be something that people want to talk about because, like I said, it is uncomfortable. We haven't seen it before. It hasn't truly been out there. Like, it's not the norm. Just like NFL having to interview African-American coaches. And what I think the reason why that they did that, and, you know, I could be wrong, is because they weren't being given the opportunity. And so whether or not it's, you know, the GM decides, oh, I want to interview who
right.
I want to interview, sometimes you don't know.
Right.
So when I was going for a job in Savannah Chatham County Public Schools, because I was on a provisional certification when I first started,
mm-hmm.
they didn't know about me.
Right.
And so it was because I was given the opportunity because of the principal, Miss Williams over at Spencer, God rest her soul. I knew Jesse Krieger, and they threw my name out there to Muhammad, and Muhammad brought me in for an interview. Otherwise, I would have never been interviewed. So going back to the whole point, long story short, I think it is about being given the opportunity. And I think sometimes you need to just kind of step over those boundaries and get it done.
Well, I know that gets us started. We could spend a whole segment
yes.
on it, so we got to go turn two. We finally got time to talk about it, and we spent more time on that than we should have. But, yeah, if Becky Harmon's good enough, I'd interview her, okay? Next up, okay, high school sports. You got to love it, what's mm-hmm. going on right now. I mean, we got three local teams in the area winning state soccer championships. We got all the track going on. We only have one baseball team left because Savannah Christian got knocked off the other day by Prince Avenue. They lost the last game 2-1, so Savannah Christian won't be able to defend their title, but Benedictine's still in it. You got
yeah.
tennis going on today. The Benedictine boys, high school playoff time is the greatest time in the world, if you ask me.
It's awesome. And, you know, the fact that we're winding down the school year as well. So a lot of pressure on these student athletes. You know, I see
AP test,
AP test.
GMAT, and the mm-hmm. course testing. I thought we did away with that, but I guess we still got to do GMAT.
SATs, ACTs, and all that stuff. You know, our friend Kawan Williams, who came
right.
on the show, you know, he had a big research project for me in British literature, and he was on the road with the track team in Albany, Georgia, and Coach Olu, God love her. She, I'm bringing my laptop so Kawan can work on his project and stuff like that. And so I think it's important. And, you know, we always talk about it takes a village, you know, to get some of this stuff done. And it truly does. And so for a lot of these kids, they're at this point right now where they are in these state championships and they're in, you know, going for titles and all that kind of stuff. We forget that they are students and they are teenagers. And so to have, you know, like a coach like Olu bring her laptop for the kids to be able to do work and study and stuff, it's so important. But yeah, they do have a lot of pressure and they got a lot of stuff going on outside of what they do on the field, on the court, on the track.
Got to learn how to, what we say, time management.
Time management.
Organization,
sure.
That's what you teach. You're in the state playoffs, you got to prepare for what's going on. All right, we got 20 seconds left and then we're going to get a break and then we'll come back with game number two. So stay tuned for game number two with the Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And that's right. You can listen to us on ESPNCoastal.com on the new ESPN mobile app. Just go to Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right there. It's the Coach of Makos. Game number two coming back at 10:03.
Now here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And welcome back to game number two of the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton Head, and it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Remember, living is moving. And I also got to thank my other sponsors that also play a big role in the Coach and Makos, and that's Coach's Corner, Thompson Sporting Goods, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, and of course, forgetting the last one that I always
Chatham Orthopedics Associates.
Calvary Day School. They're a big spot.
Savannah Smobles,
Mobile Hotline. All guests are part of the Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline.
Yes.
Even though I call it Savannah Smobles, but
it's a tongue twister.
But we're glad you could join us, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's right here every Saturday morning, the Coach and Makos, having a lot of fun talking local sports. And we got a great lineup for the second hour. Gotta thank our guests in the first hour, Heather Anderson of Islands YMCA, Anytime Fitness, Memorial One Fitness, and of course Rob Wells from the Savannah Sports Council, the director. So we got a lot going on. Big road race going out, running race going out at Daffin Park now. I got to thank Dan Pavlin of Endurance Run Services, the Coaches for Curing Cancer Run, and of course Mother's Daughter Run for Mother's Day. He's got about 120 people out there. Thanks for supporting the Cure, because not all the money from that specific race, but part of that money will go to the Cure. So great event out there. We got the EPV professional volleyball tournament going on at Tybee.
EVP.
What did I say? EPV.
I don't know. You said something. You said
something funny.
LOL,
okay.
Or I don't know.
Hey, whatever. LOL. But anyway, we got a lot going on, and we got to be in our second hour. We got a second quarter. Now you just threw me for a loop.
Sorry. EVP, POV, point of view, you know, all those acronyms.
Well, anyway, if you're listening to us, there's a big volleyball tournament going on the beach at Tybee Island, put on by the Savannah Sports Council for the ninth year. And it's EPV volleyball, the EVP volleyball tournament. I know, I got to get off of this. Okay. All right. In the second quarter of this hour, we're going to be talking to the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He just signed a scholarship to play at Berry College. He's also one of the top golfers in the area. He'll be playing in the Class A state championship in about 2 weeks. I think it's May 21st, so we'll talk to him. And that's Will Sharp. Then we have the Savannah Christian head lacrosse coach coming on, Joe Redding. He's representing the South Carolina Independent League lacrosse champions, the Raiders of Savannah Christian. Okay, now I'm thrown for a loop here. You got me going in circles here.
Sorry.
So, I mean, this is the fun part, because now we got time to go to the scoreboard. Let's talk about the news that's going on. The EVP volleyball tournament.
Yes.
What does EVP stand for?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So Melissa's looking at
it. It's EVP Pro-Am National Tours. I don't know what EVP stands for, though.
It's got to be a sponsor.
Yeah. It's got to, I don't know.
All right, we'll find it. But anyway, remember, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillnet, we are your source for Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Hawks basketball, Atlanta Falcons football, UGA sports.
Extreme Volleyball Professionals.
There we go. Extreme Volleyball Professionals. We'll never forget that, just like swag.
Swag, stuff we all get.
Stuff we all get. I don't get anything, but I'd like to see that happen too. But
I'd like $1 million.
Me too. Last night, the Braves in Miami lost 6-3. They're 22-15. They're up by a half game on the Phillies in first place. What happened was JT Realmuto had three hits Friday night, wanted one more, even though he didn't get it. He needed a triple to hit for the cycle, but he did everything that he could to help the Marlins beat the Braves 6-3. We got to go to the Braves side. Ozzie Albies hit his 12th homer for the Braves. He had, the Braves had a three-game winning streak snap. They also had their road winning streak snap. They had won eight in a row, but they went down to the and saw the fish in Miami and took a beating. Brandon McCarthy, another one of those young and upcoming pitchers for the Braves, endured his second rocky outing in a row. He allowed six hits. Six runs and 11 hits in five innings. His ERA is now at 5.58. Up next, right here on ESPN Radio Savannah tonight, 7:10, the Braves take on Miami in Florida. Braves rookie right-handed pitcher Mike Soroka, 1-1, 4.5 ERA, is scheduled to start against Miami's left-handed pitcher, Jarlin Garcia. So Braves are surprising everybody. You would have never thunk that be in first place. I think I was listening to something last night. They have, like I said, 22 wins. They didn't get 22 wins till like June last year. So they're way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, and we always talk about how it's such a long schedule. And, anything can happen. So, I like watching baseball. A lot
so
of people
I.
think it's a little boring, but I like watching it. So I got to get up to the Battery and go to the STP.
Oh, you got to go
to SunTrust Park.
You got to go to the Battery. It's unbelievable. It's a city built around STP.
Yeah, SunTrust it sure Park. Is. It sure is.
There's hotels. There's restaurants. There's adult beverage places. It's
apartments.
Off the chain.
You can live there.
You can live there if you want to live there. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's off the chain. It's unbelievable. So
off the chain.
It's off. Is that wrong?
No, that's right. OTC off.
Is that
the
an
chain?
Old one?
Off the chain.
Is that way back when? Back in the day.
I think that might be like the 2000s.
Okay.
2001. Kind of like you go girl.
All right, you go girl. Let's hear about Savannah State now.
Yeah, Savannah State. We've got the PGA Minority Collegiate Golf Championship. At first round, the Tigers were third overall. Odom and Otto placed in the top 12. Trey Odom led SSU with a sixth place finish, three over par. And junior Zach Otto finished tied for 12th with five over par. Sophomore Jordan Thiemann, freshman Matt Turner, and Matt Thomas, they all finished for
18th.
As a state, they finished third with a first round score of 310, three strokes behind second place FAMU and
the Rattlers. Let's talk about the girls now.
The softball, they are out at the MEAC championships. They did go 1-2, so they finished their season 14-23 overall, 8-7 in conference play. Baseball
has their last three game series today down in Florida at Bethune-Cookman, and the MEAC championships are next week, May 16th to May 20th. Okay.
Yes.
And I know this is Melissa. She loves what's going on at SCAD. We got equestrian. We got bowling. We got bass fishing. You name it. They got cycling.
Yeah,
I wonder if they had canoeing.
I'm sure.
Well, go ahead. Well,
isn't that rowing? We had that on the
rowing,
Charles River
right.
at Boston
crew.
College. Crew. There you go.
Okay.
That's a tough sport.
So,
but, yeah, they headed to the NAIA.
And, of course, you're talking about crew because it's probably one of the best fitness exercises you can do. But
oh, yeah, that's difficult. Second straight year, they head to the NAIA finals, and they are the defending NAIA championship. They opened the game on a 9-2 run to defeat number 4 Lawrence in the semifinals. And Friday afternoon, with the win, the Bees advanced their second straight NAIA Invitational Championship. They're 14-0, and we want them to go 15-0 because that means they win the NAIA National Championship. They will play number 2 Cumberland's today, 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Okay, and then pro golf. Well, it's the Players, one of the biggest or major golf events on the tour. Brian Harman missed the cut. He's 10 over. It's down at the TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Verde Beach, Florida. It's got to be one of the greatest golf courses in the United States. The 17th hole is legend. You tee off over water, and you got to hit your tee shot on this little island. Pretty tough for me to do. I probably have 50 balls before I even hit one.
Yeah.
On the island.
I don't even think I could throw the golf ball and hit the island,
so,
let alone hit it.
Tiger Woods made the cut, but
yeah.
He's also 14 strokes off the lead.
Yeah, but he's in the mix, though, and whenever there's a Tiger, there's good coverage, and a
people
lot of people want
to
people want to watch. People
you like that
know.
Red shirt and black slacks on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Well, you got it reversed. You got a black t-shirt and red pants on today. So.
Yeah, I had to break out.
You
the
missed
shorts.
It, but I did.
I had to break out the.
Well,
shorts.
It was 94 degrees yesterday.
Yeah, love it.
So okay, PGA Champions Tour. Gene Sowers is off this week. Last week at the Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands in Texas, he finished tied for 50th at even par, okay? I wish I could shoot here even par. And yesterday was Championship Friday in the area. That means high school championships. And what can I tell you? Back-to-back championships for two teams. Another team, three-year hiatus, comes back. We'll start with ladies first.
Oh, St. Vincent's Academy, their second straight GHSA Class AA soccer title. 9-0. 9-0. They do it in style with a shutout over Oglethorpe County in Macon.
This next one amazes me. Guy, I'll let you read it.
Oh, sorry. With Benedictine?
No, SAV improved too.
Oh, 18-3-1 on the season. They outscored its playoff opponents
39-1. Melissa, 39-1.
Yeah, that's an Xbox score. That's some Xbox numbers right there. That's really impressive. And, you know, we've got a girl, Alana Lancer, who I absolutely love her. You know, I know her because she takes my spin class. And I love talking about these student athletes that go above and beyond. And, you know, they take their game off the field, off the court, off the track. And this is what makes a champion, is 5:15 a.m. this girl's in my spin class.
And let's throw out some kudos here. Lauren O'Haron and Lizzie Horn both scored 3. Isabel Hogan, 2. Sophie Winters, 2. And Stuart Fife, proud sponsor of Fife Therapy of ESPN Radio. His daughter, Anna, scores a goal. Okay, and we just said Alana Lancer only faced 2 shots, so she had the shutout. Benedictine, state champs, back-to-back. Go ahead.
That's awesome. 7-0 win over...
7-0 win over
Putnam County.
You've been hanging out with me too long.
I haven't been hanging out with you. Gavin Stewart decided that he wanted to score most of the goals, 6 goals, and his teammate David Hale scored a goal for the Cadets. 7-0. That's really impressive. The 2A state championship for the second consecutive season, back-to-back rings for the Cadets.
And we said there's a third team, and we are your source in Hilton Head now, 92.7 ESPN Hilton Head. For the 5th time in 8 years, the Hilton Head Lady Seahawks are the state champions. They claim the title. The Seahawks ended a 3-year drought following a run of 4 straight titles. Can you imagine winning 4 in a row?
That's a lot. That's great, because that means freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, you're state champ.
So that's like a Calvary with their three-peat with the volleyball, right? Sarah Daniels has 3 state rings. But anyway, the Seahawks ended a 3-year drought with a run of 4 straight titles when they defeated Eastside 2-1 on Friday night at Irmo High School, claiming their first Class 4A crown. So they moved up to the big girls, okay?
Yeah.
Tennis today, it's championship tennis up in Rome, Georgia. Benedictine will take on Rockmart at 12 o'clock. We have track state championships going on. Go ahead. We're going to do a roll call now, okay?
Yes.
So we'll start out with 1A boys.
Shot put, we got third place Dylan McMahon of Savannah Christian. Discus, Dylan McMahon. Second place.
Silver and bronze bling for him.
Triple jump, Casey Emick from Savannah Christian. High jump tied for third, Abigail Magula from Savannah Country Day. And the triple jump in second place, Jasmine Atkins from Calvary Day. And, I mean, looking at these numbers, Carl, so we might have some Olympic athletes.
We got
here.
A whole they're still running today too, so we don't know who's going to finish. In 3A girls, the state recognizes the top 8 finishers. Well, in the 1600 meter run, 5th Kayla Chance out of Jenkins, and in long jump, 5th out of Beach.
Hold on.
Nisha Jordan, right?
Nyeshe. Hold on. Nyeshe. Okay.
Nyeshe. Someone called to correct us?
I asked Kalila Watson, Coach Watson over at Beach. I said, I want to make sure I get this girl's name right. I don't teach her, so I don't know her, but Nyeshe Jordan from Beach, she came in 5th in the long jump.
Take him on the boys in 3A.
Oh, yeah. Kalen DeLoach. You know, he's kind of an athlete.
Islands High School.
Kind of a beast. A discus. 2nd, shot put, 5th. Also in Ralph Lovett from Beach High School. He came in 8th in the long jump from Beach. And in 5A, Darius Scott of South Effingham, 1st.
That's the only
gold medal
we got so far.
In the triple jump, yes.
Can you imagine going 48 feet?
No, I can't imagine going 2 feet, Carl.
And in 6A, long jump, bronze medal goes to Richmond Hill.
La Marquez Prather.
27 feet, 7 1/4 inches.
Yeah.
And pole vault, we have two guys at Effingham County High School. Leah McDonald takes the silver, 14 feet. And then, and you know what happened was, he had one more try. That's why he lost the gold medal.
Oh.
So he tied. They both had 14 feet, and they get 3 tries, and he had 1 extra try, so he gets bumped down to 2nd place.
Well, that stinks. Motivation for next year.
And Matthew Burnham.
Okay,
he finishes in 4th with 13 feet, 6 1/2 inches. Okay, well, we got so much news to talk about. High school playoffs are going on. It's championship weekend. Once again, big kudos out to St. Vincent's, the Lady Saints, Benedictine, the Cadets, and the Seahawks, the Lady Seahawks out of Hilton Head High School, for winning their soccer championships. Next up, Weatherteen Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, talking a little golf with senior golfer from Calvary Day School, Will Sharp. You're listening to
The Coach and Makos, right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah and Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And it's all brought to you by, presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates, where living is moving. It's the Coach and Makos, and like I tell Melissa every week, and I tell everybody every week, this is my favorite part of the show, because this is where we bring on the good kids, and we talk about their accomplishments. And this guy is a two-time Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, but what more can I tell you? He deserves it. Just signed a scholarship to go play Division II golf at Berry College. I mean, here's the lowdown, okay? He didn't start playing golf until eighth grade. He's a senior now. He's already been a player of the year. He won the Savannah City High School Championship two times, his sophomore year, his senior year. I mean, he's low medalist. I got a good one for you. He had to go to a playoff to make the state playoffs, which is pretty interesting. We're going to get into that. But I'm telling you right now, he deserves it. He just signed a college scholarship to go play golf at Berry College. This week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Calvary Day School, senior Will Sharp. I can't believe you're a senior already, but thanks for coming in.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Can you believe it's already gone that quick?
It goes by way quicker than you think. It's ridiculous.
And I know when I brought you onto the show, is it 2 years ago we did this?
Yes, sir.
Two years ago we did this. You were only sophomore. You told me, well, I only started 2 years ago. I mean, such an improvement in such quick time, and just remarkable. And I know you love the game, and you know it's part of your life now. But let's go into a little further questions now. Now, as a golfer, you had, a putt or a chip that got you into the state playoffs?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite club and why?
My favorite club is actually my 2-iron.
Really?
So whenever my driver's not going so well, I can always pull out my graphite shaft, Mizuno 2-iron, hit it about 240.
Let's plug
down
Mizuno,
there.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So, but, I mean, you know, since we talked last time, your score is getting lower and lower and lower. What have you done to improve that?
It's strictly short game. It's all putting. My putting has gotten a lot better. I actually switched to a new Scotty Cameron putter about a month ago after I won City because I had 3-3 putts and still ended up shooting 76. I had like one birdie at Bacon Park, which is not very impressive. But my dad just told me I needed to
I'll take one par, Will. I'll take one par. But no, where you're at, you're right. You know, yeah. One birdie, you want to get better than that. But
because I was hitting the ball really well that day, and nothing would drop. And it was ridiculous. So my dad just wanted me to start over because – I mean, I like the putter I had. I putted really well short putts with it, but long putting, I was struggling.
Right.
So my dad just wanted me to change it up.
You know, sometimes change is good. You know that?
Yes, sir.
So you're talking about Bacon Park. Do you like playing at Bacon Park?
I do. The greens over the years after O.C. Welch bought it, they have gotten a lot better. I actually played a scramble last Saturday there, and the greens are rolling really pure.
Trying to get the Makos in here before she comes on. Okay, so you played Bacon Park. What is your favorite golf course here in Savannah, Georgia? Because there's a lot of them. You could tell us if you go over to South Carolina Hilton Head, if it's good over there.
It's got to be Savannah Quarters. So I live out there and play there every day with my buddy Thaddeus and my Calvary golf team. So it's a tough course. It's long, but it's pretty wide open, and the greens roll really pure. So I enjoy it. It's a good test.
Well, Will, meet Melissa. Melissa, meet Will.
Will, you got a scholarship to Berry College. What was it about Berry College that you said, this is where I want to go and this is where I want to matriculate and continue my academics and play golf?
Yeah, Berry, it's a really good academic school, and it's a really small school, about 4,000 people. And so that's a, I think, 4-to-1 girls-to-guys ratio, so throw that in there.
But, and mom's laughing in the background.
And it's not too far. It's about 5.5 hours, and it's really close to Kennesaw, so I can go to Braves games, watch Atlanta Falcons, stuff like that. And it's a really good atmosphere. I really like it.
Well, you know, like you said, putting, you change your putter to, you know, change up three putts and all that other stuff. As far as you go, you know, you use a 2-iron to drive, your chipping game, your putting game. What is Will Sharp's strongest part of the golf game?
100% off the tee. I hit a lot of fairways.
How far?
About 280, 285 with my driver.
I can only dream about that. Yeah. And he's hitting them. Not missing them, he's hitting them.
Yeah, so it's definitely driving the ball. I hit a lot of fairways. It sets me up for good positions to hit irons into the green, make birdies, make pars, and shoot low scores. So it's definitely driving the ball.
Nice. Okay, I'll give it back to Melissa 1 second, okay? As far as golf goes, okay, because you've got to play a lot of golf outside of high school. is it different playing high school golf versus playing just regular golf?
Yeah, because like in individual tournaments, it's all about yourself, so it's all you. But for school, you get to play, you get to practice 4 days a week with your golf team. And I play with my buddy Thaddeus Wheeler. He lives out at Savannah Quarters as well. We always go and play, and he always tries to beat me, and it's really competitive. So every day at practice, I always have two or three guys trying to whoop my butt. So I gotta stay on top of things or I'm gonna get beat.
What is your workout routine like, your preparation? Like, how do you prepare for golf? A lot of people look at golf and like, oh, you're just going out there hitting a ball. But it's not just physical, but it's mental as well.
It's definitely mental. This year, I've really improved my mental game. Like, after I hit a bad shot, I just think, just keep on moving on. Nothing you can do about it. Because in the past, I'd really get mad. Like, last year at Area, I shot 36 on the front nine. And I went a hole 10 and made a 9. And it was purely out of me getting mad at myself.
Frustration.
So I gotta stay calm, and that plays a huge part in golf, because it's half of it's physical, but the other half is mental.
Yeah, I've broken a few clubs and thrown a few bags across greens here and there. But yeah, so when did you start playing golf, and when did you realize that this is something that you could be successful at?
Yeah, I played in seventh grade for the Savannah Christian Middle School team, but I didn't know really what I was doing. It wasn't really like super competitive for me. And then eighth grade, I played my first like outside individual tournament. I shot 100, 201, had a Hurricane Tour down in Hilton Head, had no idea what I was doing, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I stuck with it.
So, I mean, you've done a great job. You're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week segment. Will Sharp, senior golfer out of Calvary Day School. So you won the Savannah City AM two times, and it's a really big deal. You won the first one on the refurbished. I'm rubbing off on her. She's an English teacher. She's having a tough time.
Refurbished.
Bacon Park, and then you come back 2 years later and you win it again. Tell us about what it means to win the Savannah City Amateur High School Tournament.
Yeah, sophomore year, it was something completely random. I thought I had no chance because there's a ton of good golfers: James Wohler, Nate Tosto, Parker Stone, and I was just a young.
Some good names.
Yeah,
golf,
Ben. Right? Ben Brennan didn't play. I'm not sure, but. It was that day I just putted ridiculous, because I played with James Wohler, and he was actually he was whipping my tail all day. But hole four, I think he made a triple on a par three, and I was like, well, I actually have a chance. And I ended birdied my last hole, and it was just a shock to me, because I thought I had no idea. But golf can do that to you. No matter who you are, you got a chance every day.
Golf, you talk about it being so mental. You know, I always like to go back to the mental aspect of being able to be mentally prepared for 18 holes is a lot. It's a long day out there. It's a long day on the greens, on the links. How do you balance all of that with just life in general? Being a teenager, social, you know, school, all of that fun stuff.
Yeah, you have to be very patient, because you know the good shots will come. Because if in golf, if you're not confident, if you don't think you can hit the shot, it will not go well. If you are nervous about hitting a shot, and like, ooh, look at the water here and stuff like that, it's definitely going to go in the water if you're not 100% confident to hit the shot.
You talked about what your favorite golf club was, but what's your favorite? What do you prefer to do? Putt, hit, what's that? Chip.
Chip.
I like mini. I'm a mini golfer, so you know. What's your favorite
practice session?
Practice session.
I guess position. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I like hitting balls on the range. Okay. It's a good test always to get warmed up before your round. But you got to put in a lot of work on the putting greens, put alignment rods down, and make sure your stroke is rolling pure.
So. Who's helped you get to this point in your career?
I'd like to thank my parents, because my parents have put in a lot of work, and they've took me to tournaments, and I'm sure they want to stay home some weekends, but they go out and take me to tournaments and spend money on me, and I really appreciate all that they've done.
Wait, now you got them driving five and a half hours to watch you play, but I don't think they'll mind doing that. But anyway, all right, you still got a couple of weeks left in high school golf. Going to the state golf tournament in less than 2 weeks, you had to win a playoff to get there. How are you preparing now for the state golf tournament?
I'm practicing my short game a ton.
You know anything about the course up there?
No, sir. Never played it. It's called Heron Bay. It's in Locust Grove near Atlanta, but I have no idea. This Friday, I'm actually going to go play a practice round with Coach Reed, and we're going to go test it out. But I'm doing a lot of short game drills. I'm chipping and putting a lot, but it's all going to come down to putting, like it always does in golf. So I've got to make sure
that's
good.
Greatest high school memory, golf memory at Calvary Day School.
Definitely making the 30-foot putt to keep the playoff going. Yeah, it was like up a slope, down, and I thought I had no chance to make it. I didn't know what I was doing, and then it went in, and I heard Coach Reed yelling in the background, and I was like, what just happened? One of those blur moments.
Well, it was a great time. Okay, Calvary Day School. Throw the golf out. What has Calvary Day School meant to Will Sharp?
Yeah, I love Calvary. I came in eighth grade from Savannah Christian, and it's really helped me grow spiritually and physically and everything, and I'm really glad I did it. And I met one of my best friends, Thaddeus Wheeler. He actually plays on the golf team as well. So without going to Calvary, I would have never met him, and he plays a big role in my life.
All right, we got Mom in studio. We got Dad listening. So after college and golf is all over, what is Will Sharp going to be?
I plan on majoring in business, but I actually have no idea at all what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll be an insurance agent like my dad. I really have no idea.
That's all right, Will. We still don't know what we want to do when we grow up. No worries on that. But what does it mean to you to be the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week again?
It means a lot. It shows that my my hard work paid off, and hard work pays off in the end. So I'm glad I win.
Well, Dr. Bart Wetherington, you know, he is a big Calvary supporter, and yes, he's been doing this with me since day one. And, you know, he loves doing this. But for your signing to go to Berry College, again going to the state tournament, again winning the Savannah City AM, that's why you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, Will Sharp from Calvary Day School Golf. What, Will, great job.
Yes, sir, thank you.
I mean, proud watching you grow. And for only starting to play golf 7th, 8th grade, you've done a great job.
Yes,
keep
sir.
On working hard. And I think he's got his head on his shoulders.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like you've got a good plan of attack. And don't forget about the little people when you make it big.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got to thank Dr. Bart Wetherington, our supporter of the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. And you want to do what, Melissa?
I want to throw things.
If you can, which right now she can't. But at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. The Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic now is located in two locations, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, right here in Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right there in Pooler, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up, we're going to talk a little championship lacrosse with the Savannah Christian head lacrosse coach, Joe Redding, talking about the Savannah Christian's South Carolina Independent League Lacrosse Championship. You're listening to
The Coach and Makos.
Take us out.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
Okay, hold on. Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And once again, it's Carl DeMasi and Melissa Makos. Always having a lot of fun. Talking local sports, national sports, you name it. We do it right here every Saturday morning. Wow. It's always a tough going from the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic after we get into that guest that's next up, because we're taking pitches, we're talking to parents. We just keep on getting carried away.
Yeah, we need an assistant.
We do. We need an intern. We got to find ourselves an intern.
Ooh, okay. Come on.
So, but if you've been following the news, last weekend, last Saturday, the Savannah Christian Preparatory Raiders lacrosse team won their first South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League Championship. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the head coach himself, Joe Redding. Joe, thanks for coming on.
I'm glad to be here, Carl.
Well, you know, it's always a pleasure. I know when I got to coach lacrosse at Islands 3 years ago, I got to coach against you guys, and you know, you love the game. It's, you know, it's part of your blood. I can tell it. So tell everybody about a little something about Joe Redding and how you got involved in Savannah and Savannah Christian lacrosse.
Well, I have been around lacrosse for a lot of years now. I grew up in the Baltimore area in the 1950s and 1960s, which was a lacrosse hotbed. I started coaching lacrosse in at the middle school level in 1994 up in the Washington, D.C. area. Coached middle and high school up there. Retired down to Savannah about 6 years ago and have tried to be involved with lacrosse down in this area, and started coaching at Savannah Christian 3 years ago.
And you've done a great job. You know, and talking about the Baltimore area, that's just as bad as where I'm from, Long Island. They're hotbeds for lacrosse. Your interpretation, your impression, because you are, you know, from the north like I am, lacrosse, it's really catching on big time down here, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's it's growing nationwide, and it's really great to see it growing down here in Savannah. And it's had a lot of people that have worked hard to do it. Dick McAllister over at the Rip 10 Foundation and Dan Humble at Coastal Empire Lacrosse have done a great job of growing lacrosse here in the Savannah area. And it's fantastic to see so many kids that are actually learning the sport now because it's a great sport.
Coach, Melissa Makos here. How are you?
Hi.
Quick question. So lacrosse, it doesn't really get as much love, so to speak, as the other sports. How do we bring more attention to the success that you guys have had and just kind of shine a light on the sport of lacrosse? Because although it is growing, it's still one of those things where people will drive by Daffin Park and we've got lacrosse here in Savannah.
Well, I think the more we've got lacrosse going, the more people will be interested. Because it really is a fascinating sport. But the big key to growing it here in Savannah is going to be youth programs like Coastal Empire and the LOLAX programs that are going on now. Because as kids start to get introduced to it at the grammar and middle school level, they're going to start to enjoy it more and more and be playing it at high school and then be able to move into the college level as they get better.
Well, you know, it's like you said, Dick McAllister, he was the real, front runner or the real backer behind Benedictine lacrosse getting started. And, you know, rest in peace, his son, Ricky, who lost his life too early. And it's just driven that BC lacrosse program to be one of the best now, not the area, but in the state. And they started out just like you did over there in the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League. Tell me what the advantages are starting in a lacrosse league like that before you jump into Georgia High School like BC has done.
Well, it gives us a chance to develop a program against competition that, to be honest with you, is not quite as good as you'd find in Georgia High School Association. You get a chance to build that program, to get players introduced to it, learn how to win, and then hopefully we can follow the BC model and move into GHSA in the next couple of years over at Savannah Christian.
Coach, talk about some of your athletes. Do they play other sports, and were they always into lacrosse, or how did you get them to pick up a stick and start playing?
Well, a lot of these kids have played in youth and middle school programs, so they like the sport, and it's great to see them come out and play with high school. We've got a great set of kids over at Savannah Christian. We've got a lot of depth on the program, and that's what led us to winning this year. In fact, we had five kids that scored over 30 goals this year for us, which is some great scoring depth. We had fantastic defense. And to answer your question, we've got a lot of players that play multiple sports. One thing that I look at and is to see well-rounded athletes that have played other sports and know how to win and know how to compete with each other.
And that, you know, you're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio. We're talking to the head lacrosse coach of Savannah Christian Preparatory School, the Raiders, who just won the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League Association championship, which BC did when they got the program going. Coach, 17-1, you ran off the last 16 games. Okay, tell us about the competition you faced. And I see you faced the Savannah Lacrosse Club three times. Tell us what the competition was like and how you boys handled going 16 straight to win the whole thing.
Well, it was an interesting season. Again, we lost to Savannah Lacrosse Club, and actually Savannah Lacrosse Club is now merged with Savannah Country Day School to develop the program for Country Day now. We lost to them in our initial game. The kids regrouped, came out and started winning. We did well going into the playoffs at the end of the season, but then, to be perfectly honest, miracle finish in semifinals again against Country Day, and then the kids had to come from seven goals behind in the finals last Sunday afternoon against the Sabo lacrosse program from up in Charleston, South Carolina.
Do you think that was can be related to nerves getting down by nine goals and then storming back? And you held Casabo, I think, to one goal. They were up like 9-0 or 9-1 or whatever it is. You guys came back, tied it at halftime. You held them one goal in the second half. You think it had to deal with nerves?
Well, it might have been nerves. It might have been some result from how they came back to win the final game from winning that one in overtime against Country Day. But once they got into that game, they fell behind by 8-1 in the second quarter. And then this is all on the kids. They did exactly what they needed to do to get back in the game, tie it up by halftime at 9-9, come out, take the lead at the end of the third quarter, 10-9, and then win going away in the fourth quarter. These kids, they're really resilient. They understand the game. They play hard, and the results speak for themselves. They knew what they had to do to win, and they did it.
So, Coach, what's next for your lacrosse team? You know, going for another championship, obviously that's the goal, but what's next for these guys?
Well, I think that they'll probably be playing in the skill program again next year. What I would like to see is very soon to have Savannah Christian move into Georgia High School Association. Of course, that's a school decision, but we want to play more competition, and that next year we'll try to schedule even more teams to get some more variety that we're playing, as well as playing in the skill league.
Coach, I got to ask you about one more person. I know he is on paper the head coach, Derek Fitzgerald. Tell us about Derek, because he's got a famous son that plays a little football at Mississippi State. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, Derek was our school representative this year. Came out and helped us out. And obviously, he understands athletics pretty well and was a really big help to us this year.
Did he fall in love with the game?
I hope so. he was certainly enthusiastic with us this year. So, I'm hoping that he will follow up and stay with lacrosse and become a big part of it here at Savannah Christian.
Well, Joe, you've done a great job building that program up, now champions, and looking forward to go to Georgia High School. Like you said, it's always going to be a school decision. But once again, Joe Redding, the fastest sport on 2 feet. It, people down here don't know what they're missing because it's a great game.
It certainly is.
Joe, have a good one. Congratulations, and we'll be talking to you during the offseason. And once again, maybe you got another one under your belt coming up.
We'll give it a try. Thanks for talking to me this morning, Carl.
Thanks, Joe.
Coach.
Take care.
And that's Joe Redding, the head coach at Savannah Christian. The Savannah Christian lacrosse program winning the South Carolina Independent Lacrosse League. And that's how Benedictine started with Dick McAllister. They won that league, and look at him now. It's one of the best programs in it. Islands High School, which I helped start, has jumped into Georgia High School. They're taking their lumps, so maybe the coach is second-guessing his thoughts about rushing the program into Georgia High School. But you're only going to, my opinion is, you're only going to get better by playing better competition. And why wait? I mean, let's get it going. Let's get a lacrosse area down here. BC, Christian, Country Day, Calvary, Islands, Richmond Hill, Effingham, all these teams. Well, Calvary did start it, and they're going to come back with it. I might be jumping the gun. If you're listening, Chad, I'm sorry about it, but we need something like that.
Well, listen, if you want to hang with the big dogs, you got to learn how to pee in the high bushes, right? So, and you know, that's, we talk about Savannah, St. Vincent's. You know, St. Vincent's moving up to four. What was it? St. Vincent's, one of our schools moved up and won the state championship up. Which one was that? We've had so many state champions, I can't keep it. It wasn't St. Vincent's. Who was it, Carl? Anyway,
St. Vincent and BC is still AA. BC will move up to AAA next year.
Was it Hilton Head moved up?
Hilton Head, the Hilton Head Lady Seahawks.
So yeah, so you got to move up if you're dominating the competition at a certain level. You got to move up. And so, like I said, you know, we want to play with the big dogs. But you know, I know somebody that is
let's stay off the bushes.
Yeah, is well versed in lacrosse, and maybe he can help out with that Islands lacrosse program. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. We're more than happy to have the Kel down here in the South. Okay,
yes.
So. Plus, he'll be closer to home with mom and everything else.
Yeah,
so.
You know, he was an All-American lacrosse player.
I know. You don't tell me.
Know.
Hey, in my mind, coming from the North, the greatest lacrosse player happened to be the greatest football player ever, and his name was Jim Brown.
Yes.
And I know we can get into the argument. Well, he played back way back when. I don't care what anybody says. All right, we got to get out of here. We got three out the door. When we come back from the break, Kevin Thomas is ready to push that button. Once again, it's the Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
To the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Hey, And it's the Coach and Makos right here on your number one sports talk radio station in Savannah, Georgia, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillhead. Well, buddy, it flew by. We're not going to get the three out the door, but I know you brought this side up in between during a commercial break, and it's Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Without you, our kids wouldn't be playing sports. Our kids wouldn't get their uniforms clean, food on the table. I don't know how mothers do this. Watching my wife do this for almost 15 years, it's pretty impressive. And without moms, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, you know, and I've got some pretty pretty good role models for mothers between my sister-in-law, my sister, my aunts, and my mother. My mother. I'm sorry, Mom, but my card's going to be a little bit late. But I always spend like literally what feels like hours standing in front of those cards trying to find the perfect card for my mom, because words really truly cannot express, you know, my gratitude and my appreciation and how blessed I am to have the mother that I have in my life. I mean, she's my rock.
She is. And you know what? And I'm not trying to, don't take this the wrong way, but to the people out there who have your moms and they have all their faculties, please go out there and tell them you love them this weekend. Tell them Happy Mother's Day, because I'm dealing with one that has Alzheimer's, and I love her to death, and I saw her a couple weeks ago, and she knows I love her, but she's not there mentally for me to really do it. So love them, and from past experience, tell your parents you love them, because they give you so much. As I tell my kids in health class, there's only one group of people who's going to stay with you for your whole life.
Yeah.
That's mommy and daddy.
Yeah, you know, and it pains me to be so far away from my mom. You know, she's coming down to Atlanta in next weekend to see with my nephew. He's going to get his black belt.
Nice.
So that's really exciting. Maybe we could bring him on the show. But, you know, I can't get up there to see her. And so it pains me.
It's tough.
We're gonna get to see her sooner than later. But yeah, mom, there's something special about a mom. You know, I was a daddy's girl, and you know, my dad was the one that was trucking me around and traipsing all over the United States with my sports and stuff. But my mom was right there. You know, my biggest fan.
The mom is the rock. Behind every great coach, there's assistant coaches. Behind every great father, there's a great mother. Behind every family, there's a mother. So she does what she has to do.
Yes.
And you got to love moms out there. And I appreciate all moms that done with us. Well, Melissa, the 2 hours has flown by.
It sure has.
And you know, you haven't even talked about any pain while you've been doing this.
Yeah, I'm sitting in this nice comfy chair.
So once again, thank you, Kevin Thomas, in the background for all your help this morning. Keep in mind, following the show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, we'll have explosive recruiting at 11 o'clock to 12 noon. We'll have the Braves on at 5:55. Same thing tomorrow. Remember, every Saturday morning, you can listen to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio. So enjoy the rest of the weekend. Until next Saturday, may it be your best week ever. And always, Melissa,
hit it out of the park.
This has been the Carl DeBasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.